Hello, LCI, and welcome back to our LCI Green to Gold podcast called Ram Radio. Today, we're going to be having some very exciting stuff happen in the podcast. We'd like to start off by saying we know it's been a while, but we're so happy to be back and recording another one of these. In today's episode, what you can expect is a highlight reel from the school about different clubs that have been going on, so you can learn more about what's been happening since it's been a while. We'll have a current events subject in one of the topics. Only thing to note for that is that some of these events were researched a few weeks ago, so current as in current then, somewhat current now. We'll have a little sports section talking about some sports highlights over the past couple of weeks. We'll have a special guest join us, Mr. Ty, for our Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader test. We'll have a nice debate section with me and Jenna where we talk about what the best childhood TV series was growing up. Lastly, we'll finish with a line from a movie, which you guys will have a chance to weigh in and wager your guesses on the LCI Green to Gold Instagram account. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we are so excited for this episode today.
We have so many clubs here at LCI that we thought we should highlight a few of the ones you can join. On Mondays, we have Crochet Club in room H305 at lunch, Mindful Mondays in D141 at lunch, Math Club in D306 at lunch. On Tuesdays, we have GSA at lunch in the large lecture theater, Earth Club at lunch in C311. If you follow their Instagram, you can find the days they meet. On Wednesdays, we have Dungeons and Dragons at lunch in D314. And on Thursdays, we have Tea, Talk, and Toast at lunch in the conference room. If you haven't followed LCI on Instagram yet, make sure you do to get updates on new clubs we have. The username is at LCI Green to Gold in all lowercase.
For our news segment, we've got three events to share with you. The first of which is new legislation Washington put in place 3 weeks ago. Its goal is the prevention of the sale of beauty products that have been tested on animals. In response to the legislation, Washington State Director for the Humane Society of the United States, Dan Paul, said, "Washington has become the latest state to take a stand against the use of painful animal tests for cosmetic products like shampoo, aftershave, and mascara by passing the legislation to end the sale of cosmetics that have been subject to new animal testing. We are so glad for the new steps that we're taking towards protecting animals. For our next story, we have some news about recent inflation rates. This February, the Consumer Price Index only rose 2.8% on a year-over-year basis compared to the previous month of January, which rose 2.9%. Experts expected there to be a 3.1% increase for February, which would have further strained the central bank's overnight rate. When speaking about the unexpected increase, Bank of Montreal chief economist Douglas Porter said, "We're not the only analysts caught by surprise at how modest these inflation rates of the 2 months have been." As everybody knows, our gas prices have been going crazy because of this inflation, so the lessening of these rates is perfect. So those were our tidbits of good news. Now onto something a little bit heavier. As many of you have heard, the war happening between Palestine and Israel is raging on and has been raging on for over 100 years. A lot of us don't really know why it started and how deep this issue really goes. The original conflict began just after World War II when Jewish citizens began moving to their biblically promised land in Palestine called Israel. The new influx of people of opposing faith caused Palestinians to become scared and prejudiced against the new Jewish population. Israelis began to impose their religion onto their self-declared nation, as well as began pushing Palestinians out of their homes so that they can house their own population. Violent protests began raging against the Israelis' rule over that region, and many people were killed or injured. Additionally to the violence against the population, there was also much destruction of property, including buses, homes, and stores. Many wars and acts of terrorism ensued, most followed by failed peace treaty attempts, or peace treaties that would simply run out of time that would not be renewed. In more recent news, Hamas launched an attack on Israel 7 months ago, and Israel followed this attack with their own counterattack. Their ground attacks began to decrease around January. However, there continues to be airstrikes nearly daily on the Gaza Strip by the Israel Defense Force. 2 million citizens have fled, and over 34,000 have died. Many people around the world have begun forming opinions on who is right in this never-ending war. And most people have taken the side of Palestine as news of the current genocide going on with the 34,000 people who have died by Israelis' hand. But as we do not know when this conflict will end and who will be the victor, it's hard to choose who is in the right and who is in the wrong.
Welcome back to our segment of the podcast where we talk about news that is happening in the sports world. So what has happened in the sports world over the past few weeks? It has been a huge month for women's sports, which will be our focus for today. The Kansas City Current has made a women's-specific soccer stadium. The PWHL has broken attendance records in Pittsburgh and win streak records in Toronto. Hockey is headed into the playoffs, and March Madness has taken off for men's and women's league. Women's March Madness has become the most watched college game in ESPN history. The 9th annual She Believes Cup took place, with the USA taking the gold in penalty shootouts.
This segment of the podcast, we will be testing if Mr. Ty is smarter than a 5th grader. A question from each subject will be asked. If Mr. Ty gets over 50%, he is officially smarter than a 5th grader. Are you ready?
Yes.
The first question is social studies.
Oh god.
How long did the British rule in India? Is it A, 151 years, B, 89 years, C, 96 years, or D, 72 years?
In India, I would have to say A.
Incorrect. It is B, 89 years.
Dang it.
The next question is science.
Oh, jeez.
How many bones does a giraffe have in its neck?
Oh, you're not going to go A, B, C, or D? How many bones on the neck? 50.
That is incorrect. The answer is 7. Next up is geography.
Okay.
How many countries in South America speak Portuguese as a first language? There's extra points if you can guess.
Yeah, Brazil. Countries. Brazil for sure.
Yeah.
I want to Portuguese. Argentina?
No.
Belize?
It's just Brazil.
That's what I thought. I thought it was just Brazil. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was a confident answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, one.
The fourth question is English.
Oh, okay. Might as well just get this one off. Okay.
Spell the word miscellaneous.
I'm just gonna cash that out.
It is miscellaneous.
Exactly.
The final question is entertainment.
Okay.
What are the 3 starter Pokemon from the Kanto region? Is it A, Smokit, Trikit, and Bublitz?
No.
B, Chespin, Fennekin, and Froakie?
Maybe.
C, Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle? Or D, Chikorita?
C.
Yes. After all the tough questions, Mr. Chai has officially failed grade 5.
I lost my teaching license.
We have an update with the bonus point from Brazil. Mr. Ty has passed grade 5.
Let's go! I keep my teaching license.
Hello, and welcome to our debate section of the podcast. My name is Matea.
And I'm Jenna.
And today we're going to be discussing the debate that we set out on LCI Green to Gold Instagram's page on what the best childhood TV series was. So yeah, I'll be guiding the conversation, and we'll just have kind of like an open conversation about childhood TV series, some nostalgia, I guess. So first off, we're just gonna give what our favorite childhood TV series was. I'm gonna say for me, like, I was definitely a childhood TV fan, so probably, like, I have like a top 10, but if I had to narrow it down to one, I was like obsessed with Wild Kratts. I loved that show.
For me personally, I didn't watch a lot of TV, but my favorite was probably the Wonder Pets.
Wonder Pets, just those amazing. Ones were good too. Wonder Pets were on our way. Yeah, love that one. So I'll go through some of the answers we received on our Instagram page, and yeah, we'll just go from there. So the first one is Pink Panther, which I actually don't think I watched a lot of.
Yeah, I think that's more of like a early 2000s people rather than like people in high school right now.
Well, I feel like also though, like I did watch like some of it, but it was more, I watched it in class one time.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes like, but also sometimes I would watch like earlier
movies. Yeah.
It just kind of depends. Another answer, which I love, Umizoomi. I have very vague memories of this, but from what I can remember, it was great.
I used to have Umizoomi on DVD. Oh, it was the best ever.
I have like vague memories of these TV shows, and Umizoomi is one of those. The next one, which I feel like was a bit of a newer one, Octagonauts.
Octonauts was also pretty good. I watched it with my little brother. Octonauts. That was not me, though.
Yeah, that one came out more when I was, like, exiting my childhood phase, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, that childhood movie kind of thing. But, honestly, I'd watch it now. It was pretty good from what I remember. The characters were cute.
Yeah.
Little ocean education. Love that. Oh, my gosh. This one, I don't know if this is just a Canadian thing, but I feel like it is. Toopy and Beanoo. That was, I watched that so much.
I had like, the Toopy and Beanoo stuffed animals at my grandma's house.
Oh my.
And we always argued over who got to have them.
Wow. I feel like that show was a fever dream to me. But I have such fond memories of it because it was like the show I would watch on the weekends in the morning.
I feel like that was like the Treehouse experience.
Oh yeah, the Treehouse Kids experience.
Like that and Franklin.
Oh my gosh, yeah, Franklin. I have, like, so many. Like, I think I watched Curious George.
Yeah.
That one wasn't mentioned on here at all. And, like, there's, like, a few other ones I can't recall the name of. Curious George and Wild Kratts, things like that. I was very into anime. Oh my gosh. Not Barbie. Barney. I watched Barney.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, why? That's terrifying.
Yeah.
But back then, it was everything. It was, like, the best. next one, which I actually don't think I watched a lot of, but I definitely see where the hype is for this one. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That one's, yeah, that's an iconic one. Next is Full House. I think I've watched almost every single episode that's come out of that. Like, I had like a phase.
I never watched it.
Really? Now they have like the Fuller House.
Never watched that either.
I watched some of it and then I didn't, it just wasn't the vibe. I think the original was better, but that might just be me, but yeah, that one I did watch a fair bit of, which is also kind of an older one too.
Yeah.
Teachers were talking about how that's what they would watch when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, I don't think I've ever seen this one, but maybe I have. It's Bear in the Big Blue House.
That was also like Fuller House era of like a little older than us, but I think I've watched like an episode.
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I can't put like any memories to it really. Next one, this one I still like will watch on occasion, like if it's on the TV I'll watch it. SpongeBob.
I'm not a fan of SpongeBob.
Really? Why?
My parents just never let me watch it.
It's like a weekend thing. It's like on children's television, so when I'm hanging out with my cousins on the weekend, it will always be playing. And yeah, so I do have memories of that one. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's definitely an iconic one.
Yeah, I feel like the comedy in it is just very generic. at this point? Like, there's so many episodes that it's just the same thing over and over again.
You know what? That's valid. Okay. The last two, we have iCarly. I have memories of this one as well. Interesting little show. I like those, like, little Nickelodeon shows.
Yeah, I think I was kind of at the end of iCarly and more Sam and Cat.
Yeah, me too. I was on that one. I did watch some iCarly, though.
Yeah.
But then Sam and Cat and then Victorious, that one.
Yeah.
Watched too many episodes of that. Oh, and this one is, like, going, like, pretty far back for me anyways. Good Luck Charlie. I did watch that, and I don't know. I think I liked it. I think it was pretty good. It kind of reminds me, it gives me, like, Full House vibes. Like, it's kind of one of those.
Yeah, I kind of just watched it when it was on, but, like, I wasn't, like, very dedicated to it.
So. Yeah, that's fair. Well, that one's a Disney one.
Yeah. I'm
surprised there weren't more Disney ones in these, but I guess Disney just didn't have the best childhood movies, or not movies, TV series. Maybe if movies, we'd have a different conversation.
Yeah.
So, in looking at all of these, there isn't really a common bond. Everyone kind of had their own little thing.
I think there's, like, the animated movie or TV series, which are for, like, the younger children, and then, like, the slightly older ones are, like, the live-action ones that everyone's talking about.
Yeah. I love the different ones we all have, though. I feel like it's very unique. I didn't expect there not to be much overlap.
Yeah.
I also think most of these, I guess, were animated, so I guess there's something to be said about childhood movies and animations. And I thought this would be a good discussion topic because it's, like, so nostalgic, and especially me and Jenna are in grade 11, so, like, near the end of our school kind of career, I guess, and so it's, like, nice to go back and think about those, especially because nowadays, like, it's, like, Paw Patrol and Bluey, and I never really had that, those shows, but I hear, like, everyone's so obsessed with them, and I just find it so crazy because that's what they're watching, and I was, like, watching Wildcrats and Barney. Terrifying. Also, the just difference when you grow up and you watch those shows again. Sometimes it's nostalgic, but sometimes you're like, why would I ever watch this?
Yeah.
Like, this is, or sometimes it's so wildly, like, whoa, how did anyone let me watch this?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's also nice to see the different generations of shows kind of going together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know if we can come to a conclusion on what the best childhood TV series, but I feel like for criteria,
I think probably animated ones are the best ones.
Yeah. I think just with animation, there's so much more you can do, and you can have so much more imagination because you can make anything you want on screen. Yeah, thanks for listening to our debate. Be sure to check out LCI's Green to Gold Instagram account if you want to participate in one of these in the future. Bye. Welcome to our segment of this podcast where we play a little game called Guess That Movie Quote, where we give you a quote and you have an opportunity to weigh in at our LCI Green to Gold Instagram account, and someone might win some prizes if you guys guess it right. So I will share the movie quote and we will give you guys an opportunity to go vote, so make sure you're watching out on the Instagram page for that. Here is the movie quote. My journey took me somewhat further down the rabbit hole than I intended, and though I dirtied my fluffy white tail, I have emerged enlightened. And I'll say it again one more time. My journey took me somewhat further down the rabbit hole than I intended, and though I dirtied my fluffy white tail, I have emerged enlightened. So if you guys could give us the answer to that, you may be able to win some prizes.
Thank you so much for coming to see our podcast. My name's Rory. Go LCI, and the weather says it's cloudy with chance of rain, but next week it'll be sunny, and wash your hands every day to keep the germs away from others. Eat healthy, make sure you spread no germs to others. Thank you for listening to our podcast.